Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I imagine to most of you the words of institution are pretty familiar. They start out with, "On the night our Lord was betrayed," all the way into, "A new testament in my blood given for you for the forgiveness of sins." We kind of skip past that first little bit sometimes. On the night our Lord was betrayed. Even as Jesus was sharing this last meal with Judas, Judas was plotting to hand Jesus over to his enemies for 30 pieces of silver. Jesus was being betrayed by one of his closest friends. In fact, Judas was more than a friend. He was Jesus' roommate, someone with whom he had shared bread. Imagine for a minute being betrayed by a teammate or finding out that your military buddy was actually a spy, giving away fellow soldiers' locations so that enemy warriors could easily pick them off. It's like being betrayed by a family member. Betrayal is such a bitter pill to swallow. It leaves most of us spitting mad, sputtering, because we can't find a nasty enough word to describe or curse such treachery. Of course, we can see Judas is the highlight, but he's not the only one who's abandoned Jesus. "Surely not I," says Peter, reclining comfortably at the table. But later on, he'll be squirming under unfriendly, probing eyes. He'll crack under pressure and deny Jesus not once or twice, but three times. One disciple would be so shamelessly afraid that he'd run away from the soldiers coming to arrest Jesus naked and not even bother to look back or retrieve his clothes. Soon enough, we'll read that all the disciples ran from these soldiers. You and I have betrayed our Lord and Savior in more ways than we could count or number. And on top of that, unfortunately, we've not only been betrayers, but we have probably experienced betrayal as well. Betrayal is when one of those who is closest to you has deeply wounded you. It could be physically, emotionally, sexually, or spiritually. Outside of excruciating physical pain, there's nothing more painful or hurtful than betrayal. Probably the worst kind of betrayal is that physical pain that is the result of betrayal. In other words, exactly the kind of pain that Jesus endured at the hands of his disciples. It's hard for us to get past betrayal. Nothing wounds us quite so deeply. And yet, although betrayal is not our fault, sometimes we don't make the situation any better. Or maybe we simply don't know how to fix it or address it. We don't know how to cope with the emotions of betrayal, and so instead of dealing with such feelings, we maybe substitute some other emotion like rage or bitterness or self-pity. Or we distract ourselves with pursuits that are not pleasing to God. Whatever we do, whenever we do these react in this kind of way, we distract ourselves from the real problem, the real wound, and we refuse to allow that wound to heal properly. Although we don't always know how to get better, and we don't always have the resources in ourselves to get better, we certainly would like to get better. We'd like nothing better than to move past such painful memories and deep wounds. Whether we're the perpetrator or the victim of betrayal, it's just so hard to move past. We're sometimes paralyzed by the times where we have been betrayed. However, today, as we engage with the story about betrayal, there's also a more powerful story that I hope will be stuck on repeat in your mind. That's the betrayal of Jesus and how he overcame such heinous treachery. Christ's betrayal was no less horrific than any other betrayal. In fact, if anything, it was worse. In becoming incarnate, a human being, Jesus was becoming susceptible and vulnerable to betrayal. In fact, he wasn't just vulnerable to it. By becoming human, Jesus knew that he would be betrayed. And yet, the story of Jesus' betrayal has a deeper level of meaning. Jesus knew right from the get-go that he would be betrayed, as he even tells his disciples ahead of time. He certainly wouldn't enjoy it, but he would nevertheless allow God to use this as part of a plan to redeem his people. Judas was simply a part of the bigger picture, a picture in which betrayal would play a significant but ultimately overruled role. The divine artist, our heavenly Father, would incorporate Judas's betrayal into his masterpiece. Judas would be the dark contrast that would set off the glory of the resurrection and restoration in Christ. Judas's betrayal was a deep wound. In fact, it was fatal. Yet on account of the resurrection, that fatal wound was undone by the one who defied death, Christ our Lord. Betrayal, it turns out, does not get the last word. Jesus gets the last word. And because of Jesus, betrayal need no longer define us either. We're defined by forgiveness, which trumps all the sin and pain of this world. The blood of Christ covers over any and every sin, no matter how great or monstrous. It covers not only the sins that we commit, but also the sins and betrayals that have been done to us. You see, the truth is God's grace can cover and heal not only our own sins, but also those which have been done against us. Jesus knows betrayal, and he has the antidote. He doesn't undo it, but he overcomes it. And the antidote to betrayal is faithfulness. We sometimes have betrayed each other, and sometimes some of you have been betrayed by others. But Jesus was faithful. He was faithful in carrying out his Father's plan. He endured abandonment, rejection, and betrayal, and none of it could stop him from faithfully carrying out the plan that the Father had laid on him for us to win us salvation. God is faithful to you and me, and he always will be. And as the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8, God has freely given up his Son for us. If he did that, what won't he give to us? If God has called us his chosen ones, who then can say anything against us? Nothing. Not a single thing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Paul goes on in that chapter to make the point that no matter what evil may befall us, no matter how we are victimized, we are still victorious through Jesus Christ. No matter how evil, no matter how vile, no matter what cursed thing in all of creation we have faced or endured, none of it can separate us from God's love demonstrated in Jesus' crucifixion. Our world is full of betrayal, but our Savior is full of faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.